engulfed in, I didn't get right into the consciousness raising groups, and but I did get involved in some of the political campaigns that were going on.
So what sort of political campaigns?
Well, the establishment of LC Women's Refuge, but before that, the establishment of the Sydney Rape Crisis Centre, and which I was part of, the establishment of that, and went on to work there because, of course, then there was no need for anyone. Well, we didn't see any need, there was no money at the time, so we weren't qualified counsellors or any of that.
Yeah.
We just were working for and with the women, so that was actually, you know, very kind of challenging and quite confronting for someone who we were all very young. And we were very sure that we understood there was a strong sense that because women had been so oppressed that really whatever women did was okay and whatever men did was not okay, you know? And it kind of led me into a pretty separatist kind of mentality at the time.
Yeah.
Especially working places like the Refuge and the Rape Crisis Centre, you really were seeing what men were doing to women and it wasn't good, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
And when there were a lot of lesbians involved in that sort of work.
Yes, there were. And there were. And there was a lot of, like was sort of played out in America, there was a lot of, I wouldn't say tension, but there were differing views about whether the lesbians should be overt about their lesbianism because the main game was things like, you know, it was very much the sort of rights agenda, you know, and the right of women to work, right of women for contraception and abortion and so on. And there was a sort of sense from some of the heterosexual women and some of the socialist women, not so much the Communist Party, because they were probably a bit more, a bit sort of broader church than the sort of socialist workers and the Spartacists and those kind of groups. But there was a sort of tension about whether lesbian issues should come into it or whether women's issues should be dealt with and, you know, the lesbian stuff. But I suppose what was really interesting about all that was that out of it came this sort of notion of political lesbianism. So you actually had women who were saying they were making a choice to be lesbians because of the because of sexism and because of the way men treated women. And of course that was all just a big mess, you know. And it seemed possible at the time because we had that kind of, you know, you had all those sort of songs and things like any woman can be a lesbian and all that, which is, you know, not really the case. But we thought it was at the time.
Yeah.
Not that I ever saw that I didn't think I'm a lesbian for political reasons, but I did think that the idea of women withdrawing their labour and energy and sexuality, I suppose, from men was a good solution at the time to, you know, the inequality that existed.
And did you, when you first went to Women's Liberation House, were lesbians already quite involved in the women's movement there? I mean, you mentioned you met some lesbians.
Yes, they were.
So you didn't get any sense of lesbians being sort of outsiders in the...
Only in as much as... there was that sense of the heterosexual women, I think, wishing the lesbians would tone down no, there wasn't. It was very much that kind of era of green overalls and, you know...